If you don't fail, that means that you're not really striving for anything that's out there. Mm. It means you're playing it too safe. And I encourage you to take some risks.
Welcome to Fit Food Junkies, addicted to health. My name is Emily E., and I'm a certified group fitness instructor and personal trainer. We will not only talk about fitness and nutrition, but also explore how to build a strong mindset, have ultimate motivation, and how to live life to its fullest. Let's start on our health and fitness journey together. Welcome back, guys, to Fit Food Junkies. I hope you are all having an amazing 2021 so far. And if not, or if you're feeling like your 2021 goals are not becoming a reality, well, this is the right episode for you. Today, I am thrilled to talk to Larry Long all about manifestations, 2021 visions and goals, how to turn them into action, how to spread positivity all around you, and thrive off of connections and relationships despite the pandemic, and ultimately learn how to leave an everlasting legacy on this world and to those you touch. I am extremely excited to interview Larry Long Jr. He is the director of collegiate sales at Teamworks, an athlete engagement platform. He's also the founder and CEO of Larry Long Jr., which focuses on sales motivation, inspiration, training, and coaching. And he is the host of the Midweek Midday Motivational Minute. Larry is passionate about coaching and helping professionals take their game to the next level. Larry and I actually connected on LinkedIn, and it just goes to show you how easy it is to build strong relationships, even if they can't be in person at this time. Larry's energy is absolutely contagious, and you better get ready to laugh and put a smile on your face during this episode today. I present to you Larry Long Jr.
I ain't gonna sing because that'll make you cry, but we're gonna get this thing started on the right note. What is up? What's on and popping?
I am okay, Larry. Wow, you just brightened my day. Thank you so much for coming on my podcast.
Thank you for having me. The honor is all mine. I'm honored, privileged, fortunate, just everything. It means so much. Thank you.
Right back at you. If you need anyone to brighten up your day, just call Larry Long. That is all I got to say.
You're making me blush. Don't do that. You can't make me blush today, but it's truly an honor and a privilege. And the feeling is mutual. I mean, hey, the energy that you put out is what you get back. And believe you me, your energy, Emily, is off the chain as well. So truly a privilege.
Right back at you, Larry. I want to dive deep into so many topics today, specifically focus on mindset. We're going to also dive into sales and manifesting your 2021 vision. And I know that could be a loaded topic, but Larry is going to help us to take us toward our goals today. Before we get there, I want to talk about your own company that you have founded. And I know you focus on sales and motivation and training and coaching, so much more. And you have the Midweek Midday Motivation Minute. Tell us about that.
I've just been blessed. I've been talking my whole life and many times getting myself in trouble. But now I'm able to talk and share insights that help people to take their respective game, wherever they are, to that proverbial next level. My wife said, that's so fuzzy. But it's not for me. If you're on a scale of 1 to 10 and you're a 4, I'm looking for things that we can do. What actions can we take to get you from 4 to 5? If you're an 8, I applaud you. I tip my virtual cap to you. But how do we get you from an 8 to a 9? And if you're a 9, which there's not many, if we're keeping it real, how do we get you to a 9.5? Because you'll never be a 10. Never. There's always room for improvement.
How are you quantifying that number based on your motivation or what lies behind that?
Yeah, it's really self-evaluation as well as peer evaluation, just to see, because sometimes what we think of ourselves is either inflated or it's reduced versus what our peers say. So it's really getting a 360 view of where we are in each category and during what season. So, I mean, my focus is really to empower, to engage, to really inspire folks to take action. Because so many times we know what we're supposed to be doing, but knowing is not the same as doing. Hmm. Your actions speak so loud, I can't hear what you're saying.
I know that you are the director of collegiate sales at TeamWorks. If you don't know what TeamWorks is, for those who are listening, it's a powerful collaboration platform trusted by universities, professional teams, organizations, keeping their entire team moving forward. And I think this concept is innovative and it is very exciting, leading athletes to really into the future. I think it sounds like an incredible company that you are a part of and leading. I want to hear what you're doing at that company and also the correlation between sales and motivation that you bring on yourself every day to your team and that translation.
Yeah, so TeamWorks makes the dream work. My shirt says it, I empower athletes.
I love it.
Our mission is to empower and engage elite athletes. We work with over 3,000 college teams, and it's just phenomenal being able to serve as that central hub and empower athletes with calendar, with messaging, with files, forms, all from their phone, which we all know everyone and their mama is on their phones these days. Now, in terms of sales and motivation, I know your listeners can't see me, but I've got a pink bat in my hand. I played baseball at University of Maryland, and baseball is a game of failure. As a hitter, if you fail 7 out of 10 times, you're a 70% failure, you're going to the Hall of Fame. If you're a 300 hitter, you're going to the Hall of Fame. In sales, it's very similar. You're going to get a lot more no's than you get yes. So I tell my team, hey, it starts with us, our MBS, mind, body, and soul. Mm. If you don't have your internal house in order and ready to rock and roll, you're not going to be able to help anyone else. It's kind of like when you fly. They tell you, put your oxygen on first before you try to put oxygen on anyone else. It's the same thing in sales, in business, and in life. So I try to bring that, and I really try to model that for my team, because once again, I can say it until I'm purple in the face. I don't turn red, but I turn purple. But essentially, Larry, what are you doing? So I often look in the mirror, and essentially what drives me, it's the Martin Luther King Jr. quote, life's most urgent and persistent question is, what are you doing to help others? Hmm. If you ask yourself, what are you doing to help others? And you have a good answer, you're good to go. If you can't answer that, I encourage you to go back to the drawing board and ask yourself, what am I doing? Not what am I thinking, what am I doing to help someone else out?
And that's a reciprocal force that's going to come back at you.
Big time. Big time. And it's giving without expecting anything in return. So, I mean, some people call it making deposits. I've been there before financially where I've gone to the bank and I said, yeah, I'd like to withdraw $100. And they said, ha ha, Mr. Long, you haven't made any deposits. It's the same thing in life, in relationships. You can't ask someone to give you something if you haven't already put in. So I encourage folks, the more deposits you make, the more you'll be able to make withdrawals in the future. But if you just make deposits just for the sake of making deposits, because you're coming from a giving, a servant mindset, sky's the limit. I've seen it, I've witnessed it, and I've been, I'm the number one testimonial of how it makes a world of difference.
And I 100% agree with you. What are some examples of those deposits that you can be doing on a daily basis? Because I know for myself, you know, to do community service, you have to put planning into it. Maybe you have to take off work. Maybe you have to put, you know, you got to make time for to open up your day to give back to your community. But are there little things that we could be doing every day to give back?
For sure. And it's being intentional. Essentially, when you are intentional and you write it down, it's a lot easier to execute. So I'll give you something tangible. You can start right now. It's the hashtag 3-minute challenge. It only takes 3 minutes. Go into your Rolodex, whether that's your phone, whether that's your Facebook, whether it's your LinkedIn, your IG, as the millennials call it. I still call it Instagram, whether it's your TikTok. But essentially, take 3 minutes, find one person that you're connected with, and find something. It takes a little bit of thought, but 3 minutes, find something that you can do to surprise and delight them. So essentially, Emily, if I was your hashtag 3-minute challenge and you did your research, you would know that I love honey buns. Now I'm trying to cut down, but before every baseball game, I used to eat 2 honey buns, one that had the white glazing on it and one that had the clear. If you were to go and just type in honey buns glazed onto Google, which is my best friend, you could find an image of both. All you got to do is copy the image, paste it, send me an email, send me a Facebook Messenger message, send me a LinkedIn message, and say, hey, Larry, I was thinking about these honey buns, and I'm sure that you're licking your chops. That right there would surprise and delight me and put a big old smile on my face. And that deposit right there, there's a saying that the little things mean so much. I can't tell you how that little gesture right there would mean so much. It would mean the world to me. Now think about it. If you do this 5 days a week, just on weekdays, I think there's about 220, 224 weekdays throughout a year. That's a lot of people that you're making deposits on. That's a lot of people that you're going to be top of mind of. And they're saying, hey, Emily, wow, you're so thoughtful. You're an amazing person. And it says we all know you're amazing, but now you're just showing through your actions how amazing you are. Hashtag 3-minute challenge.
Well, now I know what to send you.
I'm trying to cut down. No more honey buns. Send me some broccoli.
I'll make a healthier version, right? No, but it's little things you can do every day to just put a smile on someone's face. I mean, especially now during the pandemic, there's so many frowns. We got to turn them upside down. If there's these little ways that we can put smiles on people's faces each and every day, it's very powerful.
I'm gonna give you another secret. I know I got short sleeves on, but I got some tricks up my sleeve. This is my go-to. If you're on LinkedIn, which I'm not sure how many people are, but my go-to is the GIFs or the GIF. My wife said it's pronounced GIF. I said I like to call it a GIF because it's a gift. But you can go in there and type in any phrase. And essentially, I've got some go-tos. I like Mr. T.
Oh, you sent me the best ones.
Yeah, but you can put a smile on someone's day. Mm-hmm. Essentially, if you know they went to USC, that they're a Trojan alum, you can send them the Trojan alumni mascot. And I can see from your smile that it's going to make them smile from chin to chin, from ear to ear, big old smile on their face.
And it's also building a connection. I mean, right away, we connected so quickly between your GIFs or GIFs, however you want to call them, and your energy, and you right away, you build on the connection with people and you put a smile on other people's faces. And that's very powerful because not everyone can do that and have the effect of uplifting someone's spirit.
Everyone can do it. Everyone has it inside of them, but it's a choice. And you've got to look in the mirror and say, am I going to choose? And it might be stepping out of your comfort zone, but I think Mia Hamm says it, the greatest gains happen right outside of your comfort zone. So I encourage stretch and get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Mm.
I can't even tell you how much I love that you just said that and how powerful it is to me. When I teach my fitness classes, I always say, escape your comfort zone, because that's when we can grow. That's when we can become our best selves. I've been in situations before when I've been in different races and I'm running and I am so uncomfortable. I'm like, oh my God, am I going to survive, surpass this point, you know, reaching that breakthrough moment. But whether it's mentally, physically, that's how we become our best selves.
You nailed it. Hashtag nailed it.
I love all these powerful messages and advice that you're giving us today. In terms of 2021, we all have so many goals. And let's say someone, hypothetically, I want to lose this amount of weight for the year. Comes January, let's say 15th, and you're like, you know, damn, I'm already doing so poorly. And then you kind of just give up on your goal. So I personally love to think of overall goal for the year, but I also like to think of short-term goals that I can stick to throughout the year, because it seems like I can reach it a little bit more easily if I can stick to it every month versus, oh my gosh, 12 months, how am I going to do this, right? Do you have any advice in terms of people sticking to their 2021 goals?
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you eat an elephant? Bite by bite. And it's not, so goals are great. And there's nothing against goals, but it's really about behavior change. It's about making a permanent behavior change and following the process and realizing that it's a journey. It's not a, you talked about running. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. When you talk about 12 months, that's a marathon.
Right.
And essentially, you should really be looking at 24 months, 36 months. I'm not good at math, but essentially long-term. So when you talk about losing weight, and I've been there, my doctor, he told me, wow, you've lost 23 pounds since last year when you came in for your physical. And for me, it was my diet. I essentially had to cut out those honey buns. And we've got a place called Bojangles that's chicken and biscuits. And you can see the big old smile. My smile got even bigger. You were like, ooh, I didn't even know you could smile that big. But yes, I love fried chicken and biscuits. But essentially, I had to say, hey, instead of having it three times a week, how about I have it once every 2 weeks, which takes discipline. And it takes work. And I'll be honest with you, I've slipped up. I mean, shame on me. I've slipped up some. But essentially, I've got my support unit. Mm-hmm. I've got my son who's 11, my daughter who's 7, my wife who essentially, she's like, do I smell some Bojangles? I looked through the trash. I saw you. You thought you were slick. But they're holding me accountable. Mm-hmm. And I know that, hey, I need to hold myself accountable as an example to my wife, to my son and my daughter. So to anyone out there, just realize, it's not easy. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it, and they're not. But since you've got to run your race and you've got to go through your journey and you've got to keep that happy medium, it's kind of like baseball. And I use a lot of baseball analogies. When you're in a slump, when things are going down, you got to still keep your head up. You still got to have that internal belief that, yes, I can. When things are going great, you got to stay on your grind and still keep that happy medium and not get complacent, because believe you me, this four-letter word called life has a way to knock you on your behind. Encourage each and every one to stick with it as best as you can. Right. It's kind of like P90X. I did P60X. Tony Horton says, try your best and forget the rest.
What if you had a bad day? And I know you said you have the support system to keep you, to hold you accountable, but not everyone is blessed enough to have a support system, and you got to just count on yourself. What are some ways that people can do that if they don't have a support system for them to really adhere to their goals?
Yeah, I'm a big believer of documenting and putting it in writing. My son, he loves technology. So we signed a contract. We put it in writing.
Oh, I like that.
He has to walk the dog before 3. He's got to read for 30 minutes in the morning. So since he documented, I think Simon Sinek says, start with why. Mm-hmm. What is your why? What is your why? Why? As well as your who. Who are you? I mean, at your core, who are you? Who do you want to be? And what's your plan to get there? And then post it. You can put it right on the mirror in your bathroom if you're really committed. But what's your why, and who do you want to be? And then what's your work back plan to get there? It's going to be tough. I mean, essentially, it is tough. Just you. But I encourage you, if you don't have a support system, go out there and seek it. Find an accountability partner. Find someone that's going to support you, but they're also going to kick you in the behind when you need it. You need a balance of encouragement, but you also sometimes need a balance of that accountability of, hey, you're veering off the track. Let's go. I'm with you, and I need you to keep me accountable. Let's keep each other in check so that we can now raise our game. There's a quote, Jim Rohn. He says, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. So you got to be careful the company that you keep. If you keep yourself around folks that are undisciplined, that are out there eating Bojangles 3 times a week, essentially chances are you're going to be eating Bojangles 3 times a week. If you surround yourself with people that are fit food junkies, you're probably going to be a fit food junkie, drinking your water, eating your greens and your vegetables, and living your best life. So let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. You touched up upon writing down your goals, which I love because I'm a very visual person. I feel like a lot of people are. I also wanted to mention vision boards, which I think are really powerful. I actually never done one before. My friend gave me the idea, and I don't know, kind of sounded a little silly in my head, but it was cool. I actually cut out pictures of just things that I want in life. And you have this vision of how you want your life to become. And I think that's powerful, whether you want to write it down or put pictures on a board. I think that's something that can really lead you to envisioning each and every day what you want your life to look like. And going back to writing things down, I want to talk about manifestations. I don't know if you ever do that, but do you ever write things down, maybe certain sayings, I am this, or I am going to do this? How do you write down your goals, and what do you think is the best way to do so that make them powerful enough for you, for them to manifest?
Yeah. So everyone has their own different demeanor. I've got a whiteboard and mm-hmm. I put stuff on my whiteboard and then I take a picture. I'm getting into this new digital way. I take a picture and I put it in my favorites to guide me because I work full time at Teamworks. Right. But I'm also launching Larry Long Jr. LLC, which is the motivation inspiration. So I've got different goals across the board. I'm working on a book project, an online on demand. I got a lot of stuff going on. So really to keep me on track, it's one of those things where the visualization, my father ran track at Maryland. He was a long jumper, triple jumper. And one thing they always taught them was to visualize before you go down mm-hmm. that runway, to visualize the jump. In a sense, you got to get yourself hyped up. You got to get mind over matter. When I was younger, my mom, this is on a different track. My mom used to make me say, I am somebody. We would say our prayer at night. And then she would say, hey, let's go ahead. I am somebody. I would have to say it 10 times out loud. And believe you me, at a young age, and even at my old age, if you say I am somebody 10 times a night, 365 days, I'm not a math major, but that's a lot of times of being somebody, you will start to believe it. And once you start to believe it at your core, in your heart, in your mind, and you're confessing it with your mouth, the sky's the limit. Mm. It's kind of like my jam, my favorite song, McFadden and Whitehead. Ain't no stopping us now. Now I'm tone deaf. I don't want to scare anyone away. But if you listen to the lyrics of that song, there's no stopping you now.
Hmm. In your bio, you say, don't stop, get it.
Don't YouTube that if you're at work. That might be an HR violation. That's from the Honorable Uncle Luke. Don't stop, get it. But it might bring a smile to your face.
You could just put a smile on anyone's face. What has been your biggest failure? Maybe it has been in sports. Maybe it's been in sales. Maybe it's been coaching, training. What do you think is your biggest failure? And how did you learn from it to be able to grow to who you are today?
Yeah, that's a trick question. Which one do I pick? I mean, I've had plenty.
Hey, we've had so much. I know, I'm right there with you.
but it's a good thing. Really, I look resonated. Back at them and I learned. So probably my biggest failure would be my baseball academy. Mm. I moved to Raleigh, North Carolina in 2004, left a pretty successful IT management consulting job at Accenture to open up a 10,000 square foot indoor baseball and softball academy. And my colleagues said, say what? What you talking about, Willis? They said, we know you were crazy, but we didn't think you were that crazy. You're going to leave this job to open up a baseball academy? I said, yes. They said, ooh, okay. So I came down.
And there was power in that. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. So, I mean, I came in, we invested a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort. It was really my baby before my babies. And ultimately, after a year and a half, we ran out of cash and we failed miserably. My parents said, you know what? We love you. We love you so much that we're not going to bail you out anymore. You're not a big bank. I said, oh, goodness. Thanks, mom and dad. But it was the best move because we were losing so much money. But essentially, what I had to do is we had to close our doors. We had to shut down all of our affairs. I had to get back off the ground, dust myself off. I took some lumps. I remember opening up the gym. I think it was called Planet Fitness at 5:30. And don't be there at 5:31 because there were people outside just waiting to get in. Where are you? I got to get my workout in. I said, oh, my bad. I overslept. But essentially, I had to take my lumps, do what I had to do. And then that led to me getting into the sales game. Making 150 calls to CPAs and accountants every day, getting beat over the head with a bat. And essentially that greatest failure led to great success. That company where I was making $150 had an exit. They got acquired by another company and my stock options, the little paper that I had invested in, turned to real paper that allowed me to build a new house as well as to put my money where my mouth is. I'm now an investor in other small business owners and founders. So failure, I'm not saying you're striving for failure, but if you don't fail, that means that you're not really striving for anything that's out there. Mm. It means you're playing it too safe. And I encourage you to take some risks and to embrace that everything's not going to be hunky-dory when you're out there and you're putting yourself out there, but it's a learning. You either have success or you learn. It's kind of like riding a bike. Mm. The next time you do it, you know how to do it a little bit better.
Yeah, I think people sometimes get too comfortable, especially right now. It's easy to just get comfortable where we're at. I was talking to someone the other day and she was pursuing a new opportunity. And I go, how come you're pursuing it? And she goes, honestly, I'm too comfortable right now. And she goes, I'm blessed to say this, but life is too easy right now. And I want to fail. I want to challenge myself. And I thought that was really cool that she was able to realize that and say that, because not enough people put themselves through failure.
Most people don't. Your average person doesn't. I strongly encourage, go out there and stretch the limits. If you're an 8, let's take it to a 9. Mm. Make sure that you're getting challenged. Make sure that the folks around you aren't just okay with the status quo. If you're not taking your game, there's a saying, you can help me out, Emily. If it ain't broke, what is the saying? Don't fix it. And my Steve Harvey Family Feud voice survey says, if it ain't broke, break it. Mm. And I can tell you that COVID-19 has broken a lot of people. It's shaken us up. It's flipped us upside down. We've got to be doing that constantly, innovating, looking for ways to make just small improvements to whatever it is we're doing. Because if we don't, we're going to get shook again.
Mm-hmm. But how do we keep going? I don't know about you, but I'm losing track of the week every week because, you know, we're working from home and we can't stick to our normal routine that we used to. So obviously we're learning to pivot and we're learning to adapt, but how do you stay so motivated and how do you get that fuel to the fire to want to fail, to want to conquer so much in life when it's hard to not take in everything that's going on around us in the world right now?
Emily, life is always tough. Mm. If it wasn't COVID-19, it was something.
True.
I mean, that's life. Life is a 4-letter word. So it's really day by day. Any day that ends in Y, think about this. Monday through Sunday, any day that ends in Y is an excellent opportunity for you to go out there and help someone else out. Mm. For you to go out there and challenge yourself to do something better. So whether it's your faith, whether it's your family, your friends, your fun, gotta have fun, your finances, your philanthropy, which sounds like an F, but it's a PH, close enough. Essentially, those are some areas that you can look for. How do I step my game up? I know for my sales team, we focus on industry. We focus on company, product, tools and resources, as well as selling skills. Those are kind of our 5 pillars of success, but you've got to determine what are those 3 to 6 pillars for you to have personal success and you to breathe that oxygen to take it to the next level. And it takes discipline. It's not for everybody. It's not for the weak, but essentially you've got to determine, am I about that life or am I not? And if you're not, it's okay. Just don't come around me. You can keep your droplets and your attitude to yourself because that joint is contagious. And essentially, like sweet Georgia Brown said, ain't nobody got time for that.
When people are so complacent and they're around you, you don't want that energy. It brings your energy down.
Ain't nobody got time for it. Nobody. You got to beat those people up with a bat. Essentially, I'm here to support anyone that's about that life. Anyone that wants to take their game to the next level. And even if you don't know how, so many people want to, but they don't know how. Hey, that's okay. Let's go ahead and write out the plan. Let's work together. You and I, let's write out that business plan. Right. Let's write out that plan of attack and let's work backwards. And let's just get this out front. It's not going to be easy. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. But you're one of the few, one of the elite that's making that choice that they want to accelerate. I can get behind that all day, every day.
Hmm. That is powerful. I like how you said about writing it down. I think that's a great strategy.
Yeah, Emily, one thing that I found is a lot of times that voice in the back of our head, we let that voice talk more smack, more trash to ourselves than we would let anyone else talk to ourselves. So essentially, it's that battle against self. It's really getting that voice out of your head. You've got permission. I'm giving you permission to kick that voice out of your head and to get that good voice in that's encouraging you. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's get it. Let's go. And essentially, that's so powerful. Once again, Henry Ford said it best. I didn't meet the man, but he said, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't. You're right.
Have you ever put yourself in an uncomfortable position to cross your finish line?
Oh my goodness. That's the story of my life. I'm 5'9" 3/4. I round up to 6 foot. I'm a little dude. I started in the ACC Division I baseball. Come on now. Who would have thunk it? Yeah, I'm just making up words. Who would have thunk it? You won't find that in the dictionary, but all odds were stacked against me physically. But I can tell you my heart, I can tell you my mind and my determination. I mean, my father ran track. He was even smarter than me. His nickname was Shorty Long, 5'8", and that's rounding up. Long jumper and triple jumper, 5'8". Come on, Cletus. How does that work out? From the straight ghetto, from the projects of Baltimore City. So essentially, we've got a track record, pardon the pun, because he ran track. We've got a track record of overcoming the odds. But essentially, you've got to believe it. So, I mean, yes, playing baseball at University of Maryland, Division I, starting 4 years, serving as a captain, being on the honor roll. Yeah, no one would have ever thunk it except for myself, my mom and my dad, my grandma, my sister, my core group, my homeboys from high school. But everyone else on the outside, there's no way possible.
You turned it into a reality for yourself.
If you look at the word impossible and you deconstruct it, it stands for I am possible. Think about that. That's deep.
That is deep. Larry, that's deep. That's deep. When you think of the impossible, know it's possible. You impress me, everything you're saying. I am curious. You talked about your father, and I've heard you speak about him in such powerful ways. You said that before, I've heard you say that the day before he passed, he had the biggest smile, the strongest mindset. And I have a feeling you got that from him. Can you tell us a little bit about your dad's impact on your life?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Larry Long Sr., Shorty Long. I mean, just seeing his example day in and day out, it really rubbed off on me in the positive manner. He didn't have many words. He wasn't carrying around a gold mic. I got that from my mama. I get it from my mama. But my dad, just through his actions, and even though he was small in stature, he was a giant, just a giant personality in what he did. So yeah, December 10th, 2015. Oh my goodness, time flies. Called him, hey Pops, that's what my kids used to call him. Hey Pops, how you feeling? He was in Boston getting treatment for amyloidosis. It's a cancer of the blood. He said, Larry, best I've ever felt. That was a lie. He passed away December the 11th. His body was in pain. It was his time to transition and move on and be at peace. But it was just amazing to hear that mindset. And he realized that, hey, the mind is powerful. And I'm going to psych myself up to believing that I'm feeling the best that I've ever felt, even though I'm nowhere close, even though I'm at the brink of death. And he had a scare right around Thanksgiving. My sister and I, my mom said, hey, y'all need to get here quick. We flew up there. He made it through it. He was able to battle through it, was going through some stem cell treatments. But ultimately, December 11th was his day. And you never know. I'll be honest with you. My inspiration is we're all running that race to the finish line. We don't know when that finish line will be. It's just a matter with life. There is death. Our finish line could be today, could be tomorrow, could be next week. We don't know. So what I do know, at least for me, and this is just me, I can't speak for anyone else out there. What I do know is that every day I'm going to carpe diem, seize the day. I'm going to make the most out of each and every moment that I have here on this earth. And I'm going to make a positive impact on other people's life. So I don't have to worry about when my time comes, did I do what I needed to do while I was here? I know that answer is going to be yes. And that's a choice. It's a conscious choice that I make day in and day out. And I definitely get that from my dad.
Wow. And I'm sorry for your incredible loss, but it sounds like he has he's made an indelible impact on your life and others.
Oh, so many. And we're going to keep that. We're going to keep passing that baton. He was a track guy. We're going to keep passing the baton. And I appreciate the condolences, but there's nothing to be sorry about because we're all heading there. What's sorry is if you weren't able to take advantage of the opportunity that you had here, and that's a choice. I encourage you. There's no better time than right now to start. You heard it at the end of the year. I can't wait until January 1. Well, why? Why not today? Why can't you wait until
right now? That's what
right
I tell my clients.
Today?
Right. What's the difference? Just keep it just pending. It's just waiting. I've seen this quote too. If you were to die today and look back on your life, you want to have no regrets. What else could you have done in life? Would you be happy dying at that moment in time? And if not, this is your wake up call.
Right now. Start right now. A streak. I heard Chip Eichelberger. He said a streak starts with one. And that's today, right now.
One day. Similar story. My great uncle recently passed away a couple of months ago, and he was the most positive person I've ever met in my life. He passed away in his mid-90s, and he had so many illnesses. But every single time I talk to him, how are you feeling? Are you okay? He's in and out of the hospital. I am great. I've never heard him complain once in my life. His spirit is in us today because it motivates me to not complain. The little things in life, it don't matter. He was so sick, but always have a smile on his face and always say that he's doing great. It also, that's why he was able to live so long too, because it's that mindset and it's you training your mind. What you tell your mind, you will believe.
So true. So true. I'm sorry for your loss. What an amazing story.
Same with you. They're all leaving an impact on us today to make us better.
What an amazing legacy to pass that on. And I see that you're passing that on as well. I tip my cap to you, Emily.
Right back at you, Larry. I love the inspiration that you have behind you. Are there other aspects of life that other, obviously you have your father's, everything that he taught you, but are there other aspects of life that inspire you every day to be who you are?
You can see the pictures behind me. My wife, my beautiful wife, Maria, and my two kids, Trey, who's 11, and little Lucia, who's 7. I learned so much from all of them each and every day. And there is a, once again, the saying, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. There's another saying, you are what you eat, which would make me a fried chicken, but that's neither here nor there. But ultimately, you are what you eat in terms of what you consume. What voices are you hearing? If you're surrounding yourself with negative Nancys, negative Nellies, I apologize if your name is Nelly or Nancy, just don't be negative. You're probably going to be negative. So I've been blessed that my kids just have a joyous, just an absolutely phenomenal attitude. They love life. They love people. They love their faith. I mean, we've been blessed. Hashtag too blessed to be stressed. My wife coming from Argentina, just her perspective, she's just fortunate for everything. I mean, it's amazing that when you look at it from a world perspective, just how fortunate we have it here in these United States. It's, I don't know, so many times we get complacent, right? And we kind of get comfortable. And it's like, there's a lot of folks that wish they were in our shoes, no matter how bad it is. I think folks tend to think the grass is greener on the other side, or, oh, if only I had $1 million. No. Why not be happy now? If you're unhappy now, $1 million isn't going to make you happy. You're going to be an unhappy millionaire. So essentially, be rich in life, be rich in experience, be rich in your relationships, and make it happen. And the money will come. And money's not everything. I can tell you that from experience. I've been in times where I've been balling from a financial perspective and haven't been fulfilled. And that's not fun. That's not a place that I want to go to ever. So essentially, I'm going to be rich in experience, in relationships, and just fulfillment in life. And I can look at you right now in your eyes and tell you life is good. Right now, life is really, really good.
You inspire me in so many ways. And I know one day you want to leave a legacy on this earth. I do, as do so many other individuals on the planet. In order for people to reach their full potential and leave a legacy, what are 3 pieces of advice that you would tell people to be able to reach their full potential and leave a legacy?
Yeah, well, I would say be true to yourself. You've got to be you. But also with that balance, challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. If you haven't, and I had a conversation the other day with a gentleman that said, hey, for the first part of my life, half of my life, I wasn't doing anything positive, but I made a choice. And he had something that happened to him that was the catalyst to that choice. But essentially, make the choice right now. If you're listening to this, make the choice right now and resolve that you're going to be who you want to be and document it. I'm big into writing things down. It just cements it. I would encourage you to make sure that you're filling the cups of others. Don't be a me monster. Now, you got to make sure you take care of your mind, body, and soul. But once you do, go ahead and inspire, pass it along to someone else. Keep your droplets to yourself, but pass on the positivity and the good news to someone else. And then number 3, oh my goodness, 3 strikes, I'm out. I used to strike out a lot. Don't be afraid to strike out. Don't be afraid. I mean, hey, it happens. You always get another at bat. The worst thing that you can have is to go through life with regret. I wish I had come up to the plate. No, go up to the plate. If you strike out, so what? Who cares? It's kind of like that. The saying that's inscribed on this bat, Coach Long, Team Fido, as long as there's not HR on the house, it stands for F it, drive on. Fido is F it, drive on. Because in life, we all get hit with obstacles. I like to roll with people that find a way over those obstacles, around those obstacles, under those obstacles, and if they have to, right through those obstacles. And if you don't succeed, oh well, let's have fun trying to overcome those obstacles. Let's enjoy the process, the people that we're doing it with. We'll certainly have some good stories.
Larry Long, now you can drop the mic. Seriously, that gold mic. I want to ask you my last question. Here at Fit Food Junkies, our motto is addicted to health. So, Mr. Larry Long, what are you addicted to?
Oh, goodness. Other than sugar? I'm just being serious. No, I'm addicted to relationships. Like, I used to drive Uber and Lyft. My wife was like, what are you doing? Because I was making pretty good money. But I was like, I just like meeting new people. I like having conversations. I like hearing folks' stories. And I like sharing where I can help. So just I would say I'm probably addicted to relationships. I love meeting people. I mean, if you look at my notebook, I'm going through this notebook. This is the notebook that I started off with back in September. And essentially, these are just folks that I've met from September until today.
Wow.
I'm working through another notebook. So really just relationships, the power of just human connection is something that I'm addicted to. There's the new Clubhouse app. I'm loving it. I hosted my first room last night, Positivity on a Friday. And it was just so inspiring hearing from people in Kuwait, India, Australia, throughout the US. So we're gonna keep that thing rolling.
The fact that you said building relationships, that's something that's lacking right now, the lack of human interaction during the pandemic. I think it is incredible and remarkable that you've been able to build so many connections despite us being in a global pandemic. You've been able to do that and still stand and fight on through that. I commend you for that.
It's been intentional and it's been accelerated because of the pandemic, because folks are looking for that connection. And essentially what you look for, you will find. If you're looking for trouble, just go out after 2 o'clock. You'll find trouble. If you're looking for connections, you can find connections. There's so many sandboxes out there. There's so many playhouses out there, whether it's LinkedIn, whether it's IG, whether it's Facebook, they're out there if you only keep your eyes open and you seek them. If you stay in your safe place, if you stay in your little corner, you're going to be there with me, myself, and I, which if that's what you want to do, do you, boo-boo. For me, I want to get out there. I want to connect with folks. I want to learn from folks. I mean, I've had the privilege and the honor to connect with folks out there in California, where you're at, Kuwait, India, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, you name it. I mean, it's just really Africa. I talked to a group in South Africa. Come on now, the motherland. Come on, Cletus, who would have thunk it? But essentially it's been, and I had a leader who said, hey, there's two types of people. There's the one type of person that says, I wasn't able to do it because of the pandemic. Nah, I can't mess with them. There's the other type of people that say, I'm going to do it in spite of. And essentially, those are the folks that are overcomers. Those are the folks that are about that life and are spreading positivity, and they're taking their game to the next level. I always like to ask people, what did you do during this pandemic? What did you learn? Who did you meet? If you were just Netflix and chilling, I can't mess with you.
Larry Long, I thank you for your inspiration today and just building us up and inspiring us in so many ways with your sage pieces of advice. How can people connect with you?
Oh, goodness. Best way is to connect with me on LinkedIn. Larry Long Jr. I got a smile for a mile. I got the face for radio. I would love to connect. If there's ever anything that I can do to help you, do not hesitate. Holler at your boy, Larry Long Jr.
Thank you for coming on today. It has been my absolute privilege, and you now have motivated me to want to go conquer the day, not just today, but every single day. So Larry, with that, I'm going to drop my mic, and I thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Emily. Make it a great day. It's your choice.
I hope you all enjoyed this interview today, got some good laughs, felt the amazing vibes and energy from Larry, and felt so motivated to get up, put your ideas into action, make a difference in this world, and be legendary. You can connect with Larry at Larry Long on LinkedIn, and also reach out to me at Fit Food Junkies and let me know what ideas, what goals you are bringing into action after hearing Larry's motivation today on this episode. If you have not already, please subscribe below, leave a rating and review. It would mean the world to me. I'll see you guys back next week, and I am so excited that you are joining the Fit Food Junkies journey with me.